KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 20 degrees. We do look for mostly cloudy skies this morning, and a few flurries possible. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you this hour by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. In the latest area news, a McClellan businessman pleaded guilty Thursday to tax evasion. According to documents and information provided to the court, 49-year-old Michael Collins was part owner of a real estate development firm that earned significant income in 2006. As a result of his ownership in the company, Collins received approximately $289,000 in income that year, but did not report it on his individual income tax return. In 2008, the IRS contacted Collins regarding the unreported income, and Collins filed an amended return reporting the income and reflecting a tax due of more than $100,000. However, Collins did not pay the tax liability. From 2006 through present, Collins also operated an excavating and trucking company that generated more than $5.5 million in gross receipts. To evade payment of his outstanding tax liability, Collins registered the business as well as its bank accounts in the name of nominees, used nominees entities to conceal more than $5 million in gross receipts from the business, filed fraudulent corporate tax returns that listed nominees as the owners of the business, and paid his personal expenses using the business's unreported income. Collins also filed fraudulent documents with the IRS claiming to have no gross business receipts for the company and falsely told IRS employees that his only source of income was unemployment benefits. He admitted to causing a tax loss of more than $250,000. His sentencing is set for May 11th in U.S. District Court. Collins faces a statutory maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. He also faces a period of supervised release, restitution, and monetary penalties. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office reported yesterday that the two victims of the Riverside school bus fire on December 12th had died from smoke and soot inhalation coupled with thermal injuries. The deaths of the passenger, 16-year-old Megan Clint, and the driver, 74-year-old Donnie Hendricks, have been ruled accidental. That fire, as you may recall, broke out around 7 a.m. on December 12th after the vehicle had backed out of a farm driveway and entered a ditch across the road. Deputies arrived on the scene moments later but were unable to board the bus because it was fully engulfed in flames. Fire department crews from Carson and Oakland extinguished the fire. That farmstead was the first scheduled stop on the bus route. No one else was on board. The Iowa State Patrol said yesterday a man from Denison was injured during a single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon about 2 miles west of Vail in Crawford County. 68-year-old Donald Laidhoff was traveling west on Highway 30 at around 2:20 p.m. when he lost control of the 2010 Hyundai Elantra he was driving. The car went off the road to the left and came to rest in the south ditch. Laidhoff, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Crawford County ambulance to the Crawford County Hospital. The accident remains under investigation. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office, along with Vail EMT and Fire, assisted at that accident scene. Police in Council Bluffs responded just at around 8:45 a.m. on Thursday to a report of an armed robbery at the Frontier Bank on Valley View Drive. After arrival, officers spoke to employees of the business who told them that two male suspects had entered the building or the bank and one armed with a handgun and demanded money. Both suspects were wearing masks. Following the robbery, in which a yet-to-determine amount of cash was taken, the two suspects fled the area in a white Pontiac Grand Am. While checking the area, officers located the suspect vehicle. It was abandoned in an apartment complex parking lot nearby. The vehicle had recently been reported stolen out of Omaha. The two unknown suspects were not located. The robbery is under investigation by members of the Criminal Investigation Division. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Hancock turned himself into the sheriff's office Wednesday afternoon. Authorities say 43-year-old Jeffrey Bruce Willett was wanted on probation violation warrant. He was transported to the Pott County Jail and booked in. And a Council Bluffs man was arrested Wednesday morning for interference with official acts. 47-year-old Kenneth Edward Petty was arrested after a deputy went to Petty's home to serve legal papers. Petty allegedly became argumentative even after he was warned to stop or face arrest. He continued to show resistance while being arrested and while being put in the patrol vehicle. And finally in the news, the Union County Sheriff's Office reports an Eastern Iowa man was arrested Wednesday morning on a Union County warrant. 19-year-old Brazen Jordan Davenport of Tama was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of domestic abuse assault. Davenport was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. In our funeral announcements, Clarence Edward Sheeter, age 86, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Clarence Sheeter will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jesse Blomquist, age 98, of Greenfield and formerly of Stewart, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jesse Blomquist will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart. Teresa Sontag, age 79, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at under hospice care in Park Ridge Specialty Care. Funeral services for Teresa Sontag will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Des Moines. Iowa Funeral Planning has the arrangements. Joni Grace, age 53, of Guthrie Center, died December 12th in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Joni Grace will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Benora. Carol Ann Schuler, age 82, of Oneida and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Funeral services for Carol Ann Schuler will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Donna Haig, age 82, of Creston and formerly of Orient, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Funeral services for Donna Haig will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Mary Shaban, age 98, of Erling, died December 15th at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Mary Shaban will be held December 28th at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald Circa, age 66, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial service for Donald Circa will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Evelyn Gibbs, age 71, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Celebration of life services for Evelyn Gibbs will be held in January at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. The date has yet to be determined. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. And Helen Reichardt, age 93, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Helen Reichardt are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.